Welcome to Solo Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your solo cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to the Solo Cleaning School. I've got a Funny Papers edition that is really riveting to your ears. So check this one out. Do you ever play pranks on people? Maybe if you have employees, your employees, or your kids, or any family members? I'm sure you said no, and you're probably way more mature than I am. So I'll just share a quick story when I played a prank on my teenage son last fall. So I was cleaning an office. It was a veterinary hospital. This vet hospital, it's right across from a marsh. There's tons of frogs. You walk outside, you hear all the sounds of bugs. And if it's 11, 12 o'clock at night, it's really loud. You see the stars overhead. There's some foliage, there's frogs, there's usually frogs hopping around all over the place. There's just a bunch, especially in the summertime and the early fall. So I took the garbage out and I found one of these large toads. And so what did I do? I grabbed Kermit and put him in my right pocket. Now this is also the spot in my uniform where I keep my microfiber towels, sometimes my extra cleaning trash bags and just extra things. I use my cargo pants as part of what the speed cleaning system would say is their apron. I use my cargo pants very efficiently. I developed trust with my son. He knows what's in my pocket. They're the microfiber towels, of course. I come back in from taking the trash out, and I go over to the sink where Kenny was cleaning the sink. And I just said, excuse me, I need to wash my hands. I just took the garbage out and I had my hands, you know, full of soap and water. And I couldn't do anything else with my hands until I washed them and dry them off. I said, Kenny, I forgot something. Can you grab the microfiber out of my pocket? I need it for something. So he didn't think twice. He reached into my pocket, dug around and found something slimy. He yelped and jumped a foot in the air as the wet, slimy toad jumped up and out of Kenny's hand and onto the floor. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Well, that brings new meanings to you. You've got a frog in your pocket. Yes, you do. All right, well, this episode will be a wonderful transition from our interview with Bethlehem on Trust is Everything. I'm going to talk about It's the Trust Factor, Ken. And in a later episode, you're also going to see this come into play in The Jeans Don't Fit. I really want to hammer home a point how important trust is in this equation of building a profitable solo cleaning business using my ISO model. So this episode's going to be filled with trust factor stories. And they all happened in my final year of cleaning in New York as a solo cleaner. The first one, called the Sean referral. Before Sean ever called me, I had done excellent work for multiple years for two close friends. We had even met once when I was cleaning as Alicia introduced us and edified me as a person and cleaner. Sean highly trusted me already, especially because her friend was raving about me all the time. By the way, this is the same Alicia that I talk about in Moms Helping Moms Helping Moms. So I called Sean and it went right to voicemail. Oh well, I could try calling her back and get her, email her, text her. I'm just going to leave her a message and try and be expedient with my time and just share some of the finer points of what I call the phone as a filter, where I answer some frequently asked questions like how much my prices are, the things that I do, the time that I'm available. I have a whole list of things I cover. And here's what she said back to me. She said this, Ken, the price doesn't bother me. I appreciate that you told me up front on the voicemail. This built up a lot more trust between her and I. And there was already a lot between Alicia referring her to me, and we had already met in person when I was cleaning. She saw me cleaning. She saw the quality of the work. And then Sean uttered these famous words, it's the trust factor, Ken. I know what I'll get with you. My friends trust you, and I trust you. And I know you'll do a great job, so I don't mind paying you more on price for that. The price isn't as important to me. Ken, what if I found a cheaper cleaner, but they didn't do a great job? That's a headache and time to me. I know what I'm getting with you, Ken. It's the trust factor. This answer from Sean sums up 13 years of why I was able to charge the prices I was charging, and why I had kept customers for as long as I kept them, and why down the road I was able to sell my business and my customers trusted me enough that they were willing to go with someone that I hand-selected to take over the business. It's all the trust factor from the very beginning to the very end. The ISO model thrives on trust. The more trust, the faster you can grow your business, the faster you can optimize your business. The less trust, the slower, the more struggle, the harder you're going to work. This is the number one ingredient. Mike Michalowicz in Clockwork calls this the QBR, the Queen role. So obviously Sean hired me. I went to her house, did a great job, collected a handsome paycheck for that work, and moved on. But that story resonated with me to such a level that I captured it in my notes, knowing it would be a great story for you one day. Okay, the next three stories I want to share, they all happened at the same time, not the same day. This is back in April of 2018. The business was already sold to Ian Trainer of Albany Pure Cleaning, but I hadn't told the customers. There was in living room visits to make to let them know that I was leaving, and this was really hard. There'll be a separate podcast episode on this. Just know that on some of these exit interviews, I learned a lot. The first one, I believe, is the most powerful, and I'll share it first. Do you remember the Funny Papers edition of Saran Wrap? Well, that's the same client here. Her name is Elaine. Really, really nice lady. Her and her husband, both doctors, in and out of the house all the time, back and forth, on call. You know, they had dog walker that would come over and take Katie in and out of the house when they were home, when they were not. The kids are home from school, from college. There's a lot going on in this household. Doctors are busy. Yes, they make great money, but they're also busy. They don't have a lot of time to do things. So cleaning, there was something they wanted to delegate for sure. They hired me. The Saran Wrap helped. And when I gave them my prices, they chose an option that was $200 biweekly. It was a great price for me, a good deal for them. And I just did this job for about 2 years. And didn't think much of it. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, and I didn't find this out until the exit interview, but Elaine has neighbors that all pay $100. They're paying $200. And the reason why she told me this is because she decided she wasn't going to continue on with Ian and just find another option. But she wanted me to know for my own purposes, and I appreciated this. So if Elaine, if you're out there listening, I'm not sharing your name, but if you're out there listening, thank you for what you did and for sharing this with me. And here's what Elaine told me. She said, "We knew our neighbors were paying $100 per visit. Now, granted, you're a great cleaner, but here's the deal, Ken. My husband and I were busy docs. Like you see, we're in and out of the house often. The door is unlocked for the dog walker. We have checkbooks lying around. Our kids are in and out. We have jewelry. We have money. For us, it was all about trust and the peace of mind that you gave us cleaning our house. We knew it was Ken in our house. We trusted Ken. We didn't have to worry and scurry to hide our jewelry, to hide our checkbooks. We knew it was you, and so we knew we could go off and do our day and go help people and just let our house be taken care of. And we were willing to pay you $200 because it was you and we trusted you." That was such a powerful story. I felt so overwhelmed hearing this. $100 is what the going rate was in her neighborhood, but she paid $200 just because of trust. So the cleaning was worth $100 and the trust was worth $100. That is pretty incredible. I got another breakdown of trust percentages I think you'll find interesting as well. David and Felicia, another favorite one of my clients. They did transition over to Ian. I wasn't surprised. I've been with this family for a long time. In fact, it was a solid 10 years. So let me tell the story of Dave and Felicia. In 2008, I was a couple years in cleaning in New York. David called me. They had a main house and a rental house, and they desperately needed a cleaner. They didn't know if they could find one or if they could find one they trusted, and they were pretty distressed. I mean, David had tried some other cleaners, and so he started searching around. Most for him would fizzle out in a few months. So Dave asked his realtor, her name was Helen, if she knew a cleaner. She gave him my name, which is really cool. I never even cleaned for Helen. I never even met Helen. Apparently, Helen was a colleague of someone at a real estate firm that I did clean for, and I did a great job for. I don't even know what realtor it is. It's just awesome. That's just called good ripple effect and having a great reputation. I just sowed good seed wherever I went. And in this case, it earned me a phone call from Dave. So Dave calls me to do an estimate for the rental. We agree on a price and I do a great job. A few months later, they hire me to clean their house as they move out. So I'm cleaning the kitchen in this house, and then Dave comes in and he introduces his wife Felicia to me. I didn't think much of this, just another friendly introduction, and I moved on and finished cleaning the house. But a few weeks later, Dave calls back. Hey Ken, you've done a great job at the house, at the rental house. Would you be willing to come over to our home, our new home, for a biweekly estimate? My wife, listen to this part, my wife does not allow any people into her home, but she met you once and trusts you. When I heard that, I called right away. I did the estimate with Felicia. We connected right away. It turns out that our relatives come from the same town in the Avellino province of Italy. Within a week, I was a new biweekly cleaner for this family. And this is in 2008. I served this family for a decade. I cleaned their main house. I cleaned their lake house. I cleaned their main house. I cleaned their lake house. I cleaned their rental. Wonderful family. I did whatever I could to serve them. They even referred me to their dear friend Denise, who hired me in 2009, and she stayed with me for close to 10 years and also transitioned over to Ian. And what was super wild about this is that Denise and Dave and Felicia were an hour away from each other, so I scheduled them on different days for many years. And then Denise moved, and guess what house opened up? The house right next door to Dave and Felicia. So in my final year of cleaning in New York, I would clean for Dave and Felicia, then drive next door to clean for Denise. Now Ian does the same thing. All right, well, let's get back to the exit interview when I showed up at Dave and Felicia's house. And I brought my 13-year-old son, and he was listening to every word. He heard exactly the same thing I did when these words were spoken. Now, there was some tears shed, by the way, and now I'll go into that in a future podcast episode. But here's the takeaway that I want to get into this episode on the trust factor. Here's what Dave said. There aren't many Kens out there. Cleaning is like 10%. The other 90% is all trust factor. It's our home and our stuff, and it's out in the open. Dave went on to say this. Honestly, we didn't care if you missed some dusting or other details. I always knew trust was vital and probably played up to a 25% role, or in Elaine's case, it was 50%, but I was wrong. For some families, it's literally everything. I keep learning these amazing lessons on trust. Here's another story from Lisa. She told me about Daryl, her husband. He had a trust issue with a man cleaner. So solo cleaners out there that are moms, don't worry about this. But listen, I'm a solo cleaning dad, a husband, and it was awkward, I'm sure, for many of the women that I was showing up at the front door, and probably more so for the husband. And here's what Lisa said. It was the consistency of knowing it would be me every time to build trust. So as a solo cleaner, I can say it would only be me in your house. That built a trust enough for Daryl and Lisa to try me out. She also agreed that trust and relationships were a huge component over the cleaning itself. The consistency of me every time was a piece of that. Oh, and by the way, Lisa told me how she got my name. She said, I put out a question to my neighborhood and someone recommended you. Now to this day, I have no idea who recommended me. I've never cleaned in her neighborhood before, nor have I since, because I'm not even there anymore in New York. So it's interesting. It's that ripple effect. You see, when you build trust into your business and you're known for trust, just like what Michael Michalowicz talked about, I mentioned this earlier, the QBR, your queen bee role, the most important role that you as a solo cleaner have is to build trust. If you build trust right, you will never be looking for work, because trust is the foundation of the ripple effect and the foundation of referrals from one person to the other. People don't refer you because you're the best cleaner. People refer people that they trust. And if you happen to be a great cleaner, that'll just up the referral game. You can literally be an average cleaner with incredible trust and blow away the incredible cleaner with questionable trust. You need to get that deep inside your subconscious, your heart. Never forget it and always build it. Well, there you go, Solo Cleaning School. That wraps up another powerful episode in our podcast, and I know that this one probably hit home and showed you how important it is to build trust. And in some cases, you can use that to play a practical joke on, say, your teenage son. Awesome. All right, well, have a great day. I look forward to talking to you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Solo Cleaning School. Are you auditing classes here? Why not subscribe and become a student? If you're a student benefiting from this school, please express your thanks with a rate and review. Now, go and apply what you've learned. Class is dismissed.